I would have spent more time this morning figuring out stuff to ask.
Yeah. We can do that. I know, exactly. Hey, Meg, good to see you.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Megan. Good. Hi. We're an intimate group today, as I was picking up from all the people checking out on the our Facebook group. Yeah, and that's totally fine. Well, good. Well, we'll have a copy. So I was just saying, when you came on, though, Meg, we can you guys can use the heck out of me today for copywriting, for ideas, connections, introductions. I mean, literally, whatever we need to do today.
Cool.
Let's dig in and make it happen. There's Alan. Hey, good to see you, man.
Nice.
Good. So I just mentioned briefly the three things we talked about in our three or four we did this week. And the lesson was holiday funnels, holiday party funnel, which is awesome. I mean, you guys can use that with past clients, new clients. Get a database of companies that earn above a certain amount of money in an area you're either living or want to be. And my gosh, don't become emotionally attached to the outcome of that thing. But literally, it's a great chance just to run numbers, run a funnel.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Colin, I know you're a little in between. Would you, if you were to do something like that, would you book the Kilted right now at this point? Where's your brain at around that?
You know, that's something I'm kind of like, that is a little, that feels smothering for me, because yeah. I think I'm a little intimidated with the idea of doing, just being Colin Campbell right now, just in general from booking. I guess I feel like I'm starting from like the ground up, you know, like starting a new website, new brand. I guess my question is like, where's the diving board, you know, for this sort of thing?
Yeah.
Like, do I just take the gigs that I get? Which I did once already, where I was like, hey, I'm for indoor stuff, I'm doing Colin Campbell, and I got some footage of that. But it's you know, it's not great. But I don't really, it's like I don't really have the video of myself, or I guess like the social proof to sell myself. So I kind of am like, yeah, reaching for what is the best way to get it underway.
Can I ask what were you doing? What
right now I have my stage name is Kilted Colin, and I wear a kilt and I play on a unicycle and stuff.
Freaking hilarious too, but yeah. I get the change. I know it's time, yeah.
So I did redo my website. It kind of.
I see that. That's a big change since last time I threw that up.
Yeah. I got it through this website called strikingly.com. It's kind of like Squarespace, but.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Drag and drop builder.
Yeah.
Totally responsive for mobile stuff, which is.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, that's beautiful to watch that happen.
Colin, I can really relate, because I'm kind of in the same spot. I'm rebranding my show. I have a new website up that I'm still working on.
Right.
So it is like starting over, and it can be daunting. But when Barry mentioned holidays, I'm like, have yourself a very kilted Christmas, or merry kilted Christmas, or I mean. Because I got to do what I can do to pay the bills while I'm, you know, it's still bringing in some income to pay for the new site. And so I know, I'm just saying, I know what you're doing.
I mean, I would really love to just start doing Colin Campbell gigs. And I have done a couple, and I guess it's, I don't know, Barry, what would you say is the process for, or what would you suggest as far as reaching out to people, like just kind of cold call and be like, hey, here's what I've got for you? And
you know, Colin, you have to make it real for you first, you know, and that's the big thing. It's really hard to sell something that's not real for you first. So if this website you have is still branded with Kilted Colin, you know what I'd suggest, and you can do it probably on this site, is just start creating the site that's you.
Yeah.
you know, just literally start with it so that when you send it out for holiday parties, although this might be an excellent piece for holiday parties for corporate. I don't know if you ever tried marketing, but you know, it's radically different. It's
right.
And I don't want to be the guy to talk you into doing something you came here to do something else for. So
Right. Yeah. And I kind of was thinking of the 80-20, and like for me that was the website. I also put up socially exceptional. I put that.
No way.
Yeah. It's really basic.
Sure.
Basic, but
exceptional. That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I put that up, and then I wanted to put Colin Entertains up as well.
Oh, good for you, man. Just a simple squeeze. Are you using the same Startling for this?
Yeah, same good. same place, strikemedia.com.
Yep. Do you have an account where you can create multiple domains?
Yeah, I do.
So I'll assign you, man. Make one for Colin Campbell. Just start making it real.
Okay.
And if you need help during the week, if you send something over and you go, is this just imposter syndrome or am I okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get it out. You'll have no problem being in front of people. You know, it's like I was just saying in a group I have from 7 to 8:30 on Tuesday mornings. It's like if any of us were given the audience, we do fine. That's where we show up. So it's right now it's doing the white knuckling, getting over that part. So get over the white knuckling of it. Create the Colin Campbell website and let's just get it up.
And just use like pictures that I have of me in like suits. And then I would think, so you know the you know that video, and I'll explain it to everybody else. I have a corporate video that's inside, but I'm wearing a kilt. And I was thinking of maybe outsourcing that to Fiverr and just having them re-edit the shots where I'm in the kilt, just like take those out and just maybe keep the laughs and stuff where I'm maybe hidden behind something and you can't see my kilt. And kind of
wow. You know, this is funny. I think I'm pretty sure this is a case of us thinking deeper about a problem than any prospect ever will. Prospects tend to know what we tell them and what we direct them to. That could easily just be one skit in your show. If it's on the Colin Campbell website, it doesn't need to be that that's the whole show. If you could somehow mix that with pictures and audience laughter, a review, tell the picture you want to tell about Colin Campbell. You know, that's the best way to create it. We have to just kind of jump, build the wings as we're going, and you'll get the opportunity, even if for the holiday funnel, you send people to the Kilton Colin website and you realize, oh, maybe it's too wild for some of them. Just test it. But boy, if you can get 10, 20, 30, 50 companies in your area into that holiday party funnel, you'll have plenty of fodder for testing.
Well, kind of what I was doing, and maybe I could do this as well, is put out, like I booked the gig as Kilton Colin, and then I sent this to somebody else where I said, like, hey, I'm actually doing Colin Campbell for indoor shows, a little more material, and it's I think it would be better for your audience. Do you mind if I do that? And they're like, oh, yeah, not at all.
Oh, my gosh. I'd love that opportunity. You know, and then for you to have the chance to grab a couple of cameras, shoot some footage, it's not a problem that's going to last very long.
Yeah.
And you should be able where are you at in the country again? You're in Colorado?
Boston. Yeah, I'm in Boston.
Right. Yeah. You're missing the big, thick Boston accent. So
I don't
relate to that, but.
Yeah.
So there are, I'm sure, opportunities there. I'm just trying to think who I know might be able to hook you up with. Let me just run that through my brain. Because really what you need is a half hour in front of an audience that looks like a corporate group where you're not wearing your kilt. And you'd have what you needed.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's really just... It's kind of that catch-22 of like need the footage to get the gig, need the gig to get the footage.
Yeah, but with a couple contacts, with past clients, with a favor from somebody, with a favor you're giving to somebody, it's not that much of a catch-22.
Yeah.
Really finding someone who's having something going on and getting an offer in front of them, even if it's not for money right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you suggest on that front, like, maybe lower the prices for now just to get the audience and the footage and then.
No, I wouldn't, man. I just wouldn't. I would just, you know, the idea you had about pitching somebody and then talking to them and saying, you know, I also do this act with, I'm developing the materials for it right now and don't have it, but I'm going to do half your, and don't even ask. I would just say I'm going to do half your show as Kilton Colin. Or, you know, really the best thing, and this is for all of us, if we can get spots where we can MC where we can help an award ceremony along. If we can, boy, the ability to jump out in a different look, in a different costume, different character, whatever it is. So, you know, let's look for those. I know one of our own, Jim Manning, is emceeing or speaking at this event today, and he'll probably get, and Cliff was even saying he's going to get to emcee this thing. Those are amazing opportunities to show up in different characters and get very radically different looking footage. And we can all do that. I mean, emceeing is a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you said for holiday parties, like, is emceeing just as easy to do as...
Nah, they don't really have that there. Those are more for corporate meetings and association meetings, things with an agenda.
Okay.
Or an awareness ceremony. But yeah, the corporate holiday funnel, that's just pure out entertainment, half hour to 60.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
Good, man. Keep me posted on that. And, you know, your big assignment, man, create the Colin Campbell website. Just everything act as if. Forget that story you have in your head that you don't have anything and see what it looks like.
Okay. Yeah. I'll put it in there.
Really good.
Cool.
And then I just brought up Megan's, who's done some changing around since last time I loaded this thing. That's great.
Yeah. Just a little bit. We're going to create a completely different site.
Of course. Yeah.
My show dedicated to the ones I love, great women singers of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And to what you were just saying, Barry, my show is, I do, you know, great women singers, and women that really inspired me and, you know, to become a singer. And then I go into my personal story toward the end of the show, you know, and... that seems to get a lot of great feedback. You know, people really connect with the music that I'm doing, and then I get to weave in my own original, couple of my own original compositions, and my own story. That's what people love to hear, also.
Always.
And it's really coming together. It's really coming together. It takes time, and I you know.
Right, and do you have someone working on this website for you, with you? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You have someone working on this website for or with you?
You know, I think I need to hire somebody else. The woman who's done it for me is
okay.
You know, it just it lacks any sort of spark. I just really, and especially when I look
what Colin's done there, and
it's so amazing. So it really needs an update.
It's really just for the record. I looked at Squarespace, and I was also looking at hiring the, I spoke with Janine, the woman that did Barry's website.
Nice.
And she was great to talk to as well. And I'm sure Barry could send you the info, but I looked at Squarespace. I talked to her, and then I checked out this website called strikingly.com. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I thought it was even easier than Squarespace, just very, it's just like nice templates that you can just really like take a picture, put it in, and take a video, put it in. It's all like labeled very nicely. And the customer service is really good as well. You just send them a message in a chat box, like, hey, how do I do this? And they'll tell you or send you in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the whole idea of these drag and drop builders, it's spreading like crazy. I don't know what this costs, but I mean, something like Squarespace, I think it's $100 a year.
Yeah, it's like $100 a year, something like that.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's insane. Even if, Meg, you just start playing with this and then you get someone to come in and fine tune it. But I mean, these are some crazy templates, and it is just drag and drop. So, you know, everything we've learned in here about the copywriting, about the connections, about the ways to give value in advance, people, trust yourself to at least get in here and play with one that's not even published to the world. I'm sure this gives you a free trial for a while.
Great.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like 14 days, I think.
Yeah. I mean, jump in and play with this thing. It's great. I mean, this looks a little nicer. Squarespace, you know, same deal. But once the technology exists out, it becomes the work of these companies to grab the new eyes, but the technology is growing. There's no, the thing I love about this, I had this lady kind of retire our Raspini site over to there because there's no updating, you know, there's no plugins, there's no viruses. Everything's done on their enterprise level for all this stuff. So yeah, so this is,
it's great.
So,
yeah.
All right. So I'll challenge you, Meg, to get in there, get a free account, play around with it, even by yourself or with someone else. But I mean, I know you're connected enough, you know, the whole idea of your show, you know, the fact that you want to tell the stories, that you want to do it. You know the audience, you know the people, you right. know the characters. No one's going to write like you about it. And if someone needs to come in at the end and say, hey, let's do this with these photos and let's make it, you know, let's make it really sing. Did you get a new photo shoot? I know we talked about that.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. This week or next week.
Next week. Beautiful.
Yeah. And I know I got to get on it because there's the fellow that I want to contact about the Women's Leadership Conference in November. I don't think, you know, of 18. So I think I stand a chance, but I got to get on it soon and have a website to send him to. It's besides the one I've got.
Hey, let me know where you're stuck with that. You know, as we go, as you go along here, just say I'm stuck here. I will put on one song off my favorite album and I'll have great copy for you at the end of it. It's just the way my brain works. So don't worry about it.
Awesome.
Easy to do the stuff. And yeah, I mean, you can see the picture is telling the story on all these things. And I don't know, this is probably a few minutes to build.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in here right now?
No, I don't.
Okay. No problem.
Put that in. But, okay. Yeah, I get that. It's already linked to my email. It's easy. Maybe I had a goal that I set with my accountability group to put a video welcome video on here, but maybe I should change it to actually writing this article to send to people as a value or both. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, just prioritize. It's what we all have to do with our time. We have to decide what would be the biggest value. I mean, at this point, your idea is to grab people, move for work and looking to meet new people.
Yes, you should write that article because as one of the introverts in the group, I was looking at that and going, oh, I should probably do that after this call. I could probably use those.
Yeah.
You got it. I'll write that down.
Welcome to Socially Acceptable. You learn this a little
more. Yeah. And this, I just kind of, the copy I just threw up there.
Wonderful.
Yeah. As well.
Well, you know what I like about this copy, and I'll tell you, and this leads into a great thing I want to talk about today, is how do I approach this? This whole idea of, and this is really outside of our performing career, but take this in and find how you can use it in there, is the whole idea of better, faster, skinnier, clearer skin, anything like this. I was working with a coach recently, and he said, you know, so many sites are working on this better thing. He called them ER words, you know, that end in ER, and they're about slightly tweaking what a prospect has, what a client has. And the more powerful option, and we did it, I just completely rewrote 30 days sugar free to really get rid of that. And his thing is every single thing you talk about has to be about a new opportunity that they've never even imagined. And that's a perfect site for this, you know, and especially following up on what Tui just said, you know, this is something, you know, I suffer with this. And I see it. It's funny. I don't even see in here where you're talking about, you know, more is probably one thing he would have had. Pulled a flag out, but it's not like you call a textbook ER word.
Right.
Really, this idea of painting an entirely new opportunity that the people who read it go, oh my God, is that even possible?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, run that through the piece as you're running this. And also her way, the same way with Meg, when you're writing this thing, you know, what's the opportunity? What's the new opportunity that this show presents? That it's not just a better show than they had last year or a more entertaining show, because there is one hidden in this thing.
Good.
Cool. I just have a quick question on the Kilted Colin website. Do you think that speaks to fair? And I tried to have the copy be like specifically fair and festival, like outside entertainment.
Yeah. It's interesting, and this is probably very reflective of fairs and festivals. I remember working streets like this, though, when not everybody had something in their hands. So this is
This is
phenomenal for me to look at, but that's, I'm sure, very much more the reality now.
Yeah.
Right? Most people gathering it up through their little four-inch screen. Wow.
Right. You could have a photo in the background where half of it is a fair. And half of it is a street show, and they, like, merge.
Yeah, right. That's a good idea. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
And how does that look different? I guess just, the street is probably the standing more like this crowd, and then the festival is
this looks like it's in a street.
Yeah.
Right. Or it looks like a street show to me.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
When I think of a festival, I think of fields and green grass and
right.
Yeah. You have pictures like that at a festival?
Not really. I mean, all the festivals I've done have been like busking festivals.
Yeah.
I have done some fairs, but they're in like, you know, small entertainment.
There's a guy with a kilt on the left.
I know. I saw this guy. So, you know, yeah, and I was thinking the only guy not holding a phone. Fantastic. He's like kindred spirit.
Yeah, I put the volunteers in kilts. So
okay.
Gotcha.
So that's not random.
No. You don't do that. Yeah.
That way, when you call them, they know who they are.
Yeah.
The guy not wearing pants anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking that from them.
Love that.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, I it's really just about getting, again, like getting the gig for that different picture and then,
In there. Yeah. I mean, this brand is so strong for you, you know, is this Empty Space something you designed in or are going to play with, or is that some?
I guess I just left empty.
Okay. To me, what this is like a big smoking ass testimonial of how you change somebody's life in a picture.
Oh, okay. Finally, yeah. Great.
You know, it's just a great place for it to sit.
Sure.
So it's not just you talking.
Yeah.
But yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed about these sites, if you do tend to use them, is the picture you get on the front page is really scalable. See, like if I'm on a mobile phone, wait, where's a mobile phone? Mobile phone's like here, I get the whole picture.
I
also feel like you could change the background to like a light gray. That's just me and my aesthetic.
No, I get it, Brie. Like, put a low opacity gray. What do they call it? Like a filter over it.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Just so the letters pop out more and the crowd.
Yeah, I was trying to change the color on the letters, but none of it really looked good. I think because it was getting lost in the clouds and the.
Yeah. And I think what Brie's suggesting is, overlay they call it.
Or the very background gray of the entire website, because the photos with a white background are such a stark contrast against the dark.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll,
all right, good. So, you know, awesome. And you know, the great distinction here is these are tools, you know, we're talking about when we talk about tools, they always shift and change, and the basics, the important stuff of what we're doing in here is that stays the same no matter who we are, what we're publishing on or anything.
Cool,
awesome. Hey, I just went full screen. Good to see you, Anthem. It's been a while, man. Good to see you. Cool. Good.
Well, thanks for taking a look at that for me.
Good. Hey, who else wants to look at something, wants to dig into a little bit more? Megan, I'm going to do yours with you offline. I know that.
We're going to
dig into that a bit offline. Dorothy, where are you at with what you're doing? Do you have that one page still, or have you done anything with that?
My landing page is the same.
Okay.
I'm working on video. is my big thing right now, so.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a computer issue because I had too much, video files are huge. And so they crashed my desktop. So I had to figure out how to move everything.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, as finding three divas that are very inspirational to people and why and what they've done and, what they did to change culture. And
awesome.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. You have your walking orders from when we talked the other day and you're digging through that. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I did want to ask I couldn't find it. Which module talked about our bios are opening our first page, whatever, on the websites to make it about the booker, the.
Yeah. I think that was. That was certainly when we were talking to Brian Voiles. You know, this little I'm not sharing my screen. Sorry about that, you guys. There is a little search bar up here, you know, in show. And I think it was in the module with Brian or copywriting, you know, whatever you find in here. Actually,
that would be six.
Six?
Six, okay.
Six is Brian.
But there was another one earlier that was about how to write your bio and make it about, or not this year, but how to describe your show so that it's about.
That might have been Carrie Ann.
Oh, yeah, that may have been Carrie Ann who was doing that. I think that was in three or four.
Okay.
Four.
Carrie Ann. Yep.
Has anyone changed their description, their bio to make it about the...
I did. Yeah, I changed mine. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I change it a lot. It's the more of us we get out. Who was I challenging on the group? Oh, it was Patrick, I think. And he said, "Why do I have to do that?" And I said, "Because it's always more interesting when it's about them than when it's about us." So, good.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to kind of come. I was because you want it to be good and right, and it takes a lot of, you know, to think outside of your head and then to think in somebody else's perspective is.
It's brutal. It's the hard work, and it's, you know, it's why everyone doesn't do it. You know, it's
right.
If it was easy, we'd all be doing it. But way easier just to write about our awards and where we've been and what we've done. The way more interesting thing is to write about why they would even think of working with us. And good companies do that.
Barry, I have to chime in and have a question regarding that again, because Patrick also said something like this. It's so difficult to make it different because we all have the same benefits, or at least in or certain areas, that it's so difficult to separate each other again. What Brian, was it Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
But the, suggested to do us that we do that. So it's really, what would you focus on? Like,
yeah, I mean, let's take a look at Patrick's. He's not here, right? Good, okay. Only somewhat joking when I say that. You know, let's just take a peek through here and see what we do. First thing I do, definitely.
Because he had quite nice text, to be honest. I liked it, what he wrote. But then the crucial point was, what he pointed out was that it's interchangeable. So you can't put another name inside. So yep.
Yeah, and I just got some pages from Brian. He sent me the PDF book for you guys, and he just sent me some examples of his copywriting. So it'd be good for us all to take a peek at those. Yeah, I haven't even opened them up. We could look at them live together if we want. So he's doing it here, you know, just in a way. And Brian pointed all this out. I mean, this is really clear who it's for. Right into a quote, right into social proof and authority. All these awesome companies.
I like his website very much.
Yeah. Pictures nice of people out. Who look like the audience he wants. You know, even here, get reactions like this at your event. You know, and this is a bit of authority building, which, you know, I don't have a ton of problem with. It was somebody I pointed out, I think every single sentence, maybe it was Patrick, started with I or us or we, and it was, you know, it was just very them sentence. Yeah, so you got rid of that. Successful memorable corporate events. Good stuff here for SEO. Your wants and needs, hand in hand with you to create customized. So yeah, I don't have any problem with this. You know, I love this. This is, geez, you got hours. Holy cow. He's swearing. That's not good. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, good. Good. This is great. Yeah, and plenty of, you know, all this stuff, it's just, there's so much congruency on this website. It's insane. You know, every single thing looks like the people, he wants to be doing shows for. Awards Interconference Gala. Perfect. Good. Maybe we should take somebody who isn't so put together here and dig into that a bit if they want. If someone, who's having a hard time finding, turning their stuff into someone else, into benefits? This is great.
Is that too much copy?
You know, you can always dig it. You can always jump out.
I actually think there is not much copy. You have a lot of pictures.
It's a ton of stuff, but the copy's all short, right? I mean, it's a paragraph here or there. A lot of pictures mixed up with testimonials from people who look like our customers.
Kind of, it's more, I mean, he's got at the beginning, here's this, here's a video, and then,
yep.
Yeah, but like, you've got the important thing, and then if they're still interested, they can.
Yeah. Yeah, and this, man, this is a great call to action, just right here, you know, first scroll over here. Yeah, this is good. I love all these. Okay. Okay.
So you would prefer us to focus on the benefits and not so much to figure out what differentiates us from the others?
You know, that'll come with work, Renee, but certainly don't hold off, you know, changing your copy to make sure that no one else's name could plug in there. It's like, after talking to Brian that day and following up with him, he's like, yeah, he goes, maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. But I mean, that's really, that was a big thing, but that's the world he lives in. He goes so many layers deep into his work with his clients, which is why he makes big money doing this stuff. And at the end of it, they're like, oh, of course we should have written this. But it's not going to come. It's not going to happen easily. And it goes to the stuff he said, you know, what do people always say about you? You know, what happens every time you're at an event? What are those little nuggets you can grab? And we did some of that in the business card funnel, in the post-show funnel, you know, when I said, be so observant, you know, your job after those shows is to be a spy, you know, to just look for things that you could mention in these post-show funnels and in these business card funnels, find little pieces to connect. That stuff people can't plug into their own message, right? You know, when you had that encounter at the event. Mm-hmm. That's really powerful. Good, okay. Let me bring up one.
Tui, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Tui, sorry.
If you could look at my LinkedIn at some point, that's what I was just working on this morning. I was finally able to get to
the awesome, LinkedIn. Yeah. Let's bring up some of those too, because I love that work's continuing. And really cool of Ted to hang out and
experimenting on my...
He's never done that before, so it's great. Hey, will you write down what you wanted to get back to, Renee, so we don't go over that?
I won't forget it.
Okay, perfect. Good. Why am I on my... I can't get to a search box for some reason. I'm stuck in my own world.
Oh, your image link is broken.
Something's weird with my LinkedIn right now because it's not a... I'm not even getting the search box on top or my regular home bar. I don't know what's going on. Oh, there we go. Yeah, good. Research skills.
Oh. Yeah, I was just about to work on that upper, you know, picture space when I suddenly realized, oh geez, if I'm going to eat anything before the call, I better start making something.
Yeah. What are you thinking about for up here? Something that sets the stage for this, I take it.
Yeah. Maybe short quotes. Trying to see what I would have for a picture that might work in the space. Cause that was the performing act for an awe was one of the things I thought of putting up there, but then I was kind of, yeah, I had a bunch of different LinkedIn profiles, like from the Facebook group that people had posted, and was looking at those to figure out some of that. And,
interesting. Yeah, I would definitely look at a photo that sets the stage for this line, because this is a tricky one, you know, just with you looking like a regular guy.
Yeah, and I was going to look at maybe doing, you know, as he said, but that picture maybe that at least Ted?
Yeah, Ted, yeah.
Ted, yeah. I mean, no, he said that he specifically said if you're a juggler, you could be juggling something in that picture, you know, or that sort of thing, as opposed to just that, like a headshot type thing.
Yeah, and you know, Ted had a that was Brian. Brian Keith Foyles had like a man crush on you, man. He couldn't stop with the Tui world.
And my reaction on the cruise ship were both kind of like, okay, yeah, this is encouraging. Okay, yeah, I kind of, you know, get jaded. I don't know, jaded is the word.
Well, we tend to see ourselves as small.
Used to what I do, yeah, you know, that I sometimes kind of forget that, you know, just because this is stuff I work on in the backyard or the driveway, that, you know, no, it's people don't do this stuff. This is
right. Normal people don't. Normal grandfathers don't do this stuff. Yeah. I know you have grandkids, so that's amazing. Yeah.
Just one,
I know. Yeah. That's
and reactions of people would be great for the background picture as well.
Totally. I mean, that sets up the stage for this.
Which is something I don't think I own in any form.
And that doesn't matter. I will offer to you that a picture of you on the ladder with a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on, you know, that combo trick you're doing with a, you know, plus, you know, if this is outside of your morals, throw it out, but you've been in this situation, you just don't have a photo of it with a crowd just going crazy in the background. That's a $5 job on Fiverr, or maybe you, if you're good with Photoshop, to blend that together.
Yeah. Why don't you take a picture or a screenshot of one of your promo videos that has the audience like clapping and cheering while you're doing a trick?
Well, I might. That's right. I actually ordered two little GoPro knockoff cameras to use on this last cruise, and then they got delayed in shipping and came the day after I left.
Oh.
So I didn't have them. I did have my video camera, which I've used before, and that was up in the booth. And I haven't actually looked at that video yet, but I got standing ovations on both crowds, like biggest ones I've ever had on a ship.
Wow.
And on the second one, and there was no one running the camera, so it was kind of the general shot.
Yep.
But I did tell the production manager, if you could on the second show, if we get another standing ovation, it seems like we got that kind of crowd on this ship. If you could like tip that down so we make sure we get a shot of the crowd.
Yeah. And I told
from behind, however, but.
Right, yeah. And I told, who was I just talking to in our group? Jim. I told Jim, you know, he said, I have this one phone for this thing he's doing today. I was like, you know, the most valuable shot you can have is put that camera behind you facing out. And that's the one that I would recommend really duplicating for this one, because you're right here talking about providing laughter and awe through serious skills. You know, you doing something insane, which you do plenty of, and that crowd in the background. And, you know, Tui, just to make it real for you now, just farm it out, whether you use it or not. Just get someone on Fiverr who does graphic work, send them the two photos and say, make this look like it was a moment in time. Because it was for you.
Okay.
Okay. Good. And play with having that on top.
All right. And so then the Seymour, I was definitely doing some experimenting with the, and did you, providing laughter and awe through serious skills, do you like that? That was one of the things I came up with working through the,
yeah,
five or six or something, you know, headlines and different things.
I'll say it's not offensive, but it doesn't like jolt me yet. And I think you can get it to where it jolts. And I will copy that down too in my notes. Just
part of the idea was it's, you know, trying to what's in it for them.
Yep.
At some level. And it's a good description.
Yep. I will do that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to poke around on that one as well too, because I know your act well enough from, you know, I just haven't seen you live 30 years ago, and that you.
Which I have to say, I listened to the last week's Q&A, which I was not able to be at.
Right.
I did that this morning, followed by the LinkedIn. And one of the things that was encouraging for me was you saying that 80% of your show was the same thing you were doing at the Renaissance Festival back in the 80s.
Yeah, and you've seen that. You know, and it's funny, I'll say that may have even been generous. You know, it may be in the 90s. You know, certainly routines are in the 90s. Jokes, you know, jokes come and go with culture, but
yeah.
Good. Okay. So I've never seen that before. And either of you don't believe it. Watch the video yourself. That's great. Tell them what to do. That's really good. And that shows even before we go into the media here, right? Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that first sentence is important. Ted was driving that home. Really, that's an important first sentence. Made me not happy with mine, so I'm playing with that some more too. Watch the video below and see for yourself. Props and humor too. 30 years.
I think the testimonial could be much more on top. It's the last sentence. This is like the really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Modern people like TIFO, TV, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Should be way more up, in my opinion.
Mm.
That was one of my thoughts, was...
Yeah, man, what if that was sitting right up here? So that's what we see when we're just at the view, you know, the piece here. Boy, it's something we can sure relate to, man. As proven by, you know, all these people staring at their little machine. This is insane.
Yeah.
Boy, do you have a hard time dealing with that, man? I don't think I would be able to... I'd be able to, but it would... It would change the direction of the act. I would be grabbing those and switching phones with people. And
yeah. There's a lot of situational jokes you can make.
Yeah. That's fun with that. Yeah. So that's something you get used to. Good. And this is the video Brian loved, which is great. Yeah, great. Okay. So that plays.
And I have a question on LinkedIn. He didn't talk about it in the thing. as far as what is it at the bottom, your skills or something?
Recommendations?
No. One of the things you can add to your, like, I think I've got just three of them listed at the moment because I was little, thought, oh, I'll wait till we hear the LinkedIn module before I start figuring this out. Yeah, featured skills and endorsements, featured skills. I mean, you want to put literally as much or anything as you can on skills or.
You know, it's funny. I don't even know how these get here. It's like I'm endorsed for things I don't even know, and I certainly never chose. So it might be a matter of somebody. Still.
Thing, because you actually have a bunch of them, if I'm
right. And I did not select those. Yeah. Those may say people's, you know, Barry's good at stage, whatever, sound introduction or whatever, sound man or something. But yeah, I didn't do those.
Oh, so like when people write a thing, they can actually.
I think they might. You know, I'm not exactly sure how that goes. There's not even a place here for me to endorse you.
I hadn't gotten yet to looking at those on different people's and really researching.
Yep.
I guess Ted's. I did notice the number was very high.
I'm sure, yeah.
The number of things.
See, maybe there's a way down below to, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm not sure where else that's at. But yeah, can you, we did talk about recommendations though, so, you know, hopefully you'll put some of that into action here.
Yeah, I definitely will add, I mean, the place that I get most, you know, business cards or whatever, potential social whatever from people is at the Renaissance Festival.
Yep.
You know, not that I necessarily want to promote that sort of
venture
per se, but, you know, if someone's, you know, people from there could write recommendations on LinkedIn and it doesn't have to, you know, you're not necessarily going to say the Renaissance per se, that it may just be the show.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's a place wasn't really, you know, I was been on LinkedIn for years, but I've never done anything with it. I was just trying to find a high school friend when I signed up.
Yep.
Gotcha. That go on the card this year.
Okay. And there's a right place. Go ahead. Sorry.
If you just want to finish up with me while we're here, I had another question.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Let's get back to the Renaissance and after show. A couple actually. The holiday funnel definitely got me thinking of, okay, well, the Renaissance Festival is a good place to, you know, throw out while I'm doing the hat pass. You know, now's the time.
Oh, nice.
For a company and, you know, come get a card, that sort of thing. And I mean, well, one thought I had, I think I figured that out in my head though, was because you had, you know, the idea of the specific holiday CVI in that. And was like, well, I guess there, if I'm just handing out business cards, I don't necessarily want the link to a specific holiday thing, unless I have an additional link. That would probably be further down the funnel. If I start talking to them about it, then I can send them to the specific holiday CVI. But the other thing was something like that, where people come up and then after the show, you know, well, you know, yeah, we might have something. What do you charge? And I mean, I kind of know the answer from everything else. But, you know, you're in a situation like that, you're passing the hat, there's people, specific verbiage of, you know, putting that off to then connect in a better way.
Yeah. Yeah. Have them throw their card or number in there and say, let's talk on Monday. It would be highly inappropriate. I can imagine someone saying, what do you charge at a festival? But probably people probably do.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I would say after 30 plus years in entertaining, that's about the least interesting thing we could talk about. Yeah. and I would mean it too. I'd go, oh my gosh, really? You have this moment with me and that's what you want to ask? Yeah.
A lot more than you just put in my hat.
We'll a lot talk, more.
And we'll talk on Monday.
Yeah, grab a handful and say, I don't know, 200 of these. Big handful of I don't know, whatever it is. But yeah.
I like this that you have, Tui, under your name, there's providing laughter and awe through serious skills. And then you have the information. I, you know, under my name, it's, you know, singer songwriter, you know, and what I do. I love having that, you know, that branding phrase. So that's something I'm going to work on today, having that. And then,
yeah, I was looking at other LinkedIn I was going to say, Ted, I've still got the window here. Ted, the LinkedIn guy, the first thing under his name is, I know exactly why you aren't getting business from LinkedIn. Let me help you get high paying clients today. And then America's leading LinkedIn coach.
A lot of authority.
Yes, right.
Yep. Wow, interesting. Yeah.
And guys, why are we on this page and I have this problem still with the background picture? If you make it mobile, Barry, could you make it mobile now so that we have kind of the mobile view?
Kind of simulated here.
We will see that it's even more. No, why it doesn't? On my mobile, exactly this happens. But his profile, when I look it up at my mobile, then I still have his picture in the middle.
Yeah, it works great. And I'm just shrinking the browser here. This is not a real simulation of mobile.
It doesn't work now. But with mine, it doesn't work at all. I have it. It looks like that. And I can't change anything about it.
This looks great on my mobile. I mean, it looks exactly what
Yes. And now please open mine, if you might. It's difficult again now to find me.
Got fat fingers. Sometimes I don't realize how fat they are.
You found it?
Yeah. It doesn't come up right away for me.
Try maybe with René Chevalier in Germany or something like this. Anyhow, I just want to show that for some reason he tells me to this and I do it. How is that possible? How did you do that?
That looks great.
It's okay. But if I look at mine, it doesn't look like that. Okay, I have to revisit it.
And
okay.
Are you looking on the LinkedIn app or are you looking on a web browser?
I think it's on the web browser.
You know, that may be the case.
But his still looks good.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, I saw now that it works on yours. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna try one thing real quick. I want to just look on a web browser. I have the LinkedIn app in there because I use it in the morning. I like to kind of do a little LinkedIn work. Let me just paste that in. Look in the browser. Yeah, totally different. It doesn't have me logged in. Yeah, it's a little funky because it doesn't have me logged in through a web browser. Yeah, so it's just got the...
It's also looking okay? No. Yeah. I don't see any background.
It doesn't have me... I'm not logged into LinkedIn through here, so it's just showing me public. And I don't even know how to log into LinkedIn on a browser because I don't know my password.
Okay, let's forget it. It's wasting time. I saw that it works somehow on your device. I will recheck with mine. May I ask my other question that I had?
Great, man. Jump in, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's about the CVI. I already made a CVI, and last week or 2 weeks ago, I told you that I got contacted by a association. It's like the largest print house association or something like this, where all the large print houses, like the huge newspapers and so, are organized inside. And I made a CVI for them, and I just got the reply. No, I asked them, they wanted to have 4 hours of close-up magic, and I asked them €3,500, and they said, no, we don't do that. We only have a budget of 1,000. And then I said, okay, if you want, we can decrease the amount of time I spend over there. And so I can decrease the amount of money. And it, I said it's 1,800. And she said, no, we still have 1,000. So mm-hmm. I said, okay, thank you, goodbye. Maybe next time when everything is working out. And yep. What do you suggest to say? So I did that. And today I got a call and she came back and said, okay, now we have 2,000. And so she doubled the price. So now she has more budget, double amount of budget. But it's included taxes. So on our taxes is like 20%.
Big
so
stuff. Yeah, I know.
Red. So basically, I'm now like, I would get 350 euro less as she usually should pay to me. So I have to decrease because now I would go with it, to be honest. But I have to justify somehow that I decrease. No, is it decrease? The amount of money. What could I use instead? Like Danny Orleans just told me using some non-financial exchange, maybe some addresses, or that they put me in like an email blast and with all my contact information and things like this with a nice headshot or something like this. What would you suggest to do now?
You know, I think Danny had a good idea. Always look for what you can get in the way of a non-financial compensation. If there's a, you know, a higher profile thing you can do with the event, you know, if you're doing walk around, you have some room left. Is there a time for a, you know, stage performance? Is there anything you can do? They have more money. I mean, that's clear. She wanted to, you know, close this budget up at 1,000 euro, and that makes sense for them. Good for you for holding tight. You know what I'd say, number one, Renee, is I always look at how badly do I want this show. And if you don't, you can tell them you want to work together, but you don't want either of us to have to compromise. And this would be a big compromise. You don't need to say that. That's understood. But you want to work together when neither of us have to compromise. And if you do now want the show, look out.
It's not. Sorry. Now it's only 350 euro. So, and I actually would do it if they can come up with something else that they can give me, which is a non, how did you say, financial?
Yeah, a non-financial compensation. So it's not money. But, you know, maybe there's a good video screen you can get. Maybe they have a team there videotaping the event. You can get some great footage from it. Perhaps there's, you know, if it's at a fancy hotel or whatever, I don't know. I don't know what, oh, it's newspaper. Free subscriptions for life. I don't know. Who wants those? But
say it again.
Free subscriptions to every newspaper printed in their house. I don't know. You know, whatever else there is. But I do also like the idea that Danny was saying, you know, being able to contact the guests afterwards. If they're guests who make sense, if it's an association. Hey, I've done association shows for almost no money. But that is a live infomercial for, you know, 300, 500, 1,000 buyers.
I can tell you, they are the largest print houses. Like, really, they own the whole media. They are over there. So
who's the audience?
It's like managers, owners, and like, I don't know, like the upper
class.
I mean, in the hierarchy of the companies, it's the top level managers and things like this. They're always there. So it's a huge gig. And that's why I thought they can easily pay the money, but they said no. But now they can come back and double it. What they actually have as a budget. So and now we are really, really close. And I really would like to perform in front of them because these are important people.
Awesome. So let me give you this idea. And I've done this before. I did a long time ago, really before this stuff was popular. I asked for if they would do one mailing for me after the event. And then I didn't do this. The technology wasn't around. But what I would definitely do for you is just say, I'd like you to do one emailing to all the attendees after the event, and it'll be a link to a special page where I thank them for coming to the event, for being at the event. And on that page, you have a little 30-second video, you know, where you're looking like your classy, awesome self. You got your hair doing that wonder that it does. And just thank them for coming to the event. And any time that you can be of service to them, whether it involves having you at the event or not, reach out. Are they contacting you directly? This isn't going through an agency or anything.
It's direct.
Oh, hell, man. Send it off. tell them you want them to do a one-time mailing after the event to a landing page where you can thank the audience for being at the event. And in that, pitch yourself.
So I thank them that I was there or that they were there?
That they were there. Say, thanks for coming to this event. I had a great time. Record it right after the show, especially when Helmet, you know, was drunk and hit the table really hard. Whatever, you know, something funny happens. You know, mention something from the show and then just say any future events you guys have. If I can be a help in the creative side, in the organizational side, this is what I do. Feel free to reach out to me and thank them 30 to 60 seconds and get out on a nice video. And have a picture of yourself. Get the head as honcho you can get at that event and grab selfies or have someone take a photo of you with the big players. And just do a really nice custom landing page, Renee. That thing will pay for you more than you're making on this one. Mm-hmm. And then agree to do it, but tell them you want the condition that they do a one-time mailing where you can thank the audience for being there. Awesome. Great.
I go with that. I hope they take the hook, bite the hook, take the bite.
Oh, man, that costs them nothing. I'm sure they're going to do one anyway, but.
What? So the thing you would have them mail out, what would you have that look like? Presumably you would want to.
Yeah, I would like it to be written.
Try and formate that, not them.
Yep, exactly. So put in there, you're going to send them the email that you would like them to send out. And they'll probably try and include it as a line in a, in a closing email or a exit email that they have to their people. But I would really insist that this is a solo email and it's like a greetings, whatever the best word is that from Renee who entertained. You know, I'll work on the let's work on the heading for that thing, the subject line. But tell them every single thing you want. You want the subject. Let me just make a note to myself. I'll do that. Body copy. Yeah, so you basically want to have them do a solo emailing to all the attendees from you. And that's it. Just say, that's what I want. And they're going to say, what's it on the pay? Or what do you want to say? I like to thank people who were at my show after the show. And I'm going to send them to a page that's got some pictures of the event.
After you work on it, could you post it in the Facebook group?
Yeah, definitely.
That's brilliant.
I'll do that for you, Renee. Is that cool?
Wow, I can't thank you very much. I don't know what to say. Thank you very much.
That'll be great. Let me put it in the Facebook group. I'll do it in sometime soon after this call. I'll say 48 hours at the latest, but I'll get in here and I'll write you exactly what, and people won't have a problem with this. I mean, she's saving it. $2,000, then you're going to make a really nice thing for their people. So, and what do you have for making a one page? Do you have something in place? Oh gosh, I realize I've been on this crappy screen show.
Are you asking me, Renee?
No, I was asking you and then I turned into a private thought. But what do you, I was on a screen share that whole time. Do you have something for making one pages? Do you have a Insta page or can you do them on your website? Anything?
The landing page?
Yeah,
I'm still considering which way I'm gonna go. Either it's Insta page, or I'm going to put it on my website.
Okay, cool. As long as you can put it somewhere,
it's not a big thing.
Gotcha. And I would include a sample of it. Make up a past date if you need to, but say I'm gonna send them something like this, and here's the copy I wanted to say, and here's the subject. And they'll okay it. I mean, they'll say, okay, this is great.
So let me repeat because my headphones are not very good. You want me, before I create a landing page, when I offer this idea, that I should write them beforehand what is going to be written on that landing page?
Yep, I'm going to make...
What do you mean the email text?
Everything, the email text, and we'll send them a sample of the landing page. You'll just make a sample.
Okay.
And then we'll base that off an old gig and it'll be something like this. I send producers who are pitching me for an event, I send them samples of CVI pages all the time. I say, if it would help you close the date, I'm happy to make you one of these. And I just link them to an old CVI page. They're like, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. So that's what we're going to do in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. You or anyone is interested, I just happened to think of it as you were doing this. There is a mobile browser emulator for Chrome, an extension.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a good idea.
And you click on it and it gives you like different size resolution depending. It doesn't say what phone that would be, but and then it'll show what it would look like on a phone in its separate, you know. Now on LinkedIn, it makes you sign in every time you bring up the little mobile window, but if you have it saved, it's a couple clicks.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I just
search, look, mobile browser emulator in the Chrome extensions.
I just put it in. Good. I'll take a look at that. Yeah, that's real handy. That's good. I usually just look on my phone, but this is way faster. Okay. Yeah, good. There it is. Okay, so let me look at Renee's thing here. Oh, you were there. You were there. There you are. Yeah, so here, and then if I hit this little mobile thing, this will whoop it up for me.
Just you click the little M up in the corner of your screen.
Yeah, that's what I did when I was on Renee's, and it just brought up some other little box. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, look at this.
Click on any one of those.
Oh, yeah, this is great. So different ones here. Oh, and it's putting it on my other screen here. Oh, yeah, see.
On LinkedIn, it makes you do that. But so you can see it, yeah.
Maybe this will sign me in. Let me see. Oh, yeah, it did. Good. Oh, this is great. Great little plugin. Thank you for that. Ah, yeah, here's what you're seeing, Renee.
And here we have the mistake. You know, see it now in the background picture? For some reason, it looks always...
Yep. Oh, so like it's that. Just shrinking. It's making a little box that's that size. Yeah.
Yeah, it just shows you like that much of what that picture is. I mean, if you look at Ted's, his is all cut off as well.
Yep.
Yeah, but on the left and to the right, and mine is just cut. It shows only the right side, and I don't understand why.
Hmm. Yeah, and I guess the size a little bit randomly. I don't know if it'll.
Yeah, I think the bottom one is like a 6+ or 7+.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it does go along with what he said with having your, you know, what you wanted to have right above your profile photo. Let me see. Do you have that? We came into here. I don't know if I'm stuck in mobile land there or what.
That didn't happen on mine.
Exactly. Here. Oh, that goes away if I hit something here. Yeah, interesting. You have it in basically the exact same place Ted does, I think.
And that's what I asked. I thought his whoever who set it up for him, that he made something special somewhere in the settings, or I don't know. It's very strange to me.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
But anyway, it's just a minor thing. But he pointed out we should take care of the mobile view. And I tried it and it's just impossible for me. So anyway, it's not important. It's nothing that will change my life.
And just a note on this, the English on this is a little bizarre. Makes it sound like the event's never going to end.
He suggested to use this sentence. My English is not perfect. I don't know.
What, oh, I know that. No, I was just giving you a little feedback in case you want to change that. But yeah.
What? Yeah. Just let me know. What should I write instead?
Yeah.
Why am I getting? I get this guy. And is this the European LinkedIn?
No, this is just Facebook.
Oh, I thought I was in LinkedIn. Okay.
No.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah. Never wrong.
Any ideas?
Yeah, so make the memories of your next event last mm-hmm. a lifetime. Make the memories of your next event. Making memories at your next event. Make memories at your next event.
make your next event more memorable.
Yeah. Yeah, all those connected.
Or the most memorable.
Yeah, great, good.
Maybe too vague, but shorter, your event, memories that last.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say it again, Chewie.
Your next event, memories that last. I mean, it's kind of implied, but it's a little vague. But then it would be smaller and fit in the space more. Mm. You're trying to shoot for that.
I think the first one that Barry mentioned, I liked the best. Make the memories. I will look in the...
Yeah, check the recording because I'm on.
Yeah. Okay. Fast. Enough time spent for me. Thank you very much, guys.
Hey, and one other question, just I think this will help everyone. Is this just a JPEG or a PNG? Just a file you made?
PNG.
Okay. Yeah, it's worth checking out why that's doing that. Certainly on others, it's taking from the left and the right. Okay. Cool, cool. And you use the size that he suggested, right? The new.
Yes. Size? Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Good. All right, team. Let me mention something that somebody had brought up. So let me tell you something that leads into this. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, there's interviews with producers, at least an hour each in the homework. I think on Wednesday, they're in the homework. Thursday and Friday, they just appear in the menu. But oh my gosh, please listen to those the rest of this week. You know, there it's three insights with producers who are all from different niches of the private event industry. Some do music, you know, Beach Boys, Diana Ross. I did a show with them. That, you know, others do comedy, that kind of thing. And then one is a speakers bureau. So their info is so valuable. So listen to those over the next 3 days. And then someone asked how to be friends with hotel event coordinators, how to find the event planner at a large company. So the event thing, that's if you live in an area where there's a local market, I would definitely look into get more corporate gigs. Let me share this with you. There's something here that will answer all that. And then I'm happy to follow up if there's still questions after that. And this is right here. And Anthem, I don't know if you read these, but working locally, part 1, 2, 3, 4.
I read through that a while ago. Yeah.
Okay, good. If you have questions beyond that, I'm totally happy to dig into them. I think in there was kind of covered how I go about starting from the very beginning. You know, how I find the people, what I stop by, how I talk about, and people are. You know, once again, we have to do what Tui realized at the beginning of this call. You know, people don't do this kind of thing. We aren't normal people. So if we can show up in a way, do something, and especially if you're doing magic, something like that. I mean, if you're singing, you're performing, Megan, one of your awesome cards with a song on there, with a story, with a one sheet, with a basket, you know, anything like that. But to go in and start real slow. Just like I talk about in that set of articles, to just start slow. You know, it's funny. There's a guy who I was reading recently who said, "Dream bigger." And I even quoted this on our board. I know. He said, "Dream bigger than you've ever dreamed, and take smaller steps than you've ever taken." And boy, that is the piece with this thing. To imagine that in Denver, at all the big meeting hotels, you know, there are these people who vendors, who conferences talk to, the very first person. And the big dream is that you could become a part of their valuable network for ideas, for creative ideas, for when a big conference comes in. And maybe it's you, maybe it's not, but that's the big dream of that. And the small steps of that is connecting with them on LinkedIn. When they connect with you, going into say hello in person, calling their office, setting up a time for 15 minutes where you come in with a nice iPad and just kind of show some ideas of what you do at events. Asking them good questions, you know, what are some events coming up here that you're thinking, wow, this is really out of, like I was at a nice hotel once and they had the Living in Leather conference there. It was amazing. I think it was in Minneapolis, actually. Man, it was in Houston. It was in Houston. It was incredible. But I just happened to be there at the same time doing another event, and they had Living in Leather, and I thought, wow, what a great opportunity for an act to have been connected with a conference convention service manager there to just say, Anthem, we got this bizarre thing coming to our event. You know, you got any ideas for this thing? Oh, my gosh, jump into that. You and Aria would be amazing at something like that. Not that I'm picturing you guys performing at Living in Leather, but you know, there and why not, you know? But there are great things in that world to just, you know, connect with. So, yeah, I'd say aim for the biggest ones you can. Get a list of them first. I mean, the first step for all of us is just find the list of people who are the big players in our local convention service area. In Boston, they're there. New York City, God knows they're there. You know, wherever we're at. And that's hireable out. That's to an outsourcer to just find me the convention service managers at the top 10 conference hotels in my town.
Okay.
Reach into LinkedIn. Connect with them. In that line where you get to do an introduction, you know, when you – let me just grab someone random here who I'm not connected to. But, you know, right in this little thing, when I get to hit connect here, this line is your – this is your golden real estate in here.
So, Barry, I had a question about this. The person that I want to contact for the Women's Leadership Conference only has an email.
An email?
Not a connect.
Like, what's your name?
Matt, hold on. Let's see. He's the CEO of the company. And he's the only one on LinkedIn. I didn't see anybody.
Is it called Women's Leadership Conference?
Yeah, but it's his company is Link something. Hold on, I can bring it up in my email.
Yeah, I don't know if it's called that.
No. Oh, here we go. Matt Norquist, Norquist.
You know, it may be if you have a free LinkedIn account, it may be that.
Oh, well, there you go.
It might be one of the reasons.
Upgrade my account.
Oh, my gosh. I can tell everybody on here. That's one crazy investment that we have to stop ourselves with. I don't know what
the... I forgot to ask you about that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Right here in InMail. Or, you know, and you could buy InMails and send them, but I think if you're not a member, they're probably expensive. They're probably, I don't know, 10 bucks each or 20. You know, I don't know. You could send a FedEx for less. Let me put it that way. And a FedEx would be awesome with a CD of your card and a, you know, and it's something I cover and get more corporate gigs. I think it's one of the most powerful.
You have a pro account.
Yeah.
Or at least the free trial for a pro account.
You know, this does, FedEx still does this, I'm sure. Yeah, this FedEx Super Savers. These are so cheap. They're like $10 and you get to use the official FedEx envelope. You know, you get to use the one that has that nice rip on it and looks good. They're like $8. You know, it's crazy cheap. You're not paying the $25, $30, $40 for an overnight or for summer. And who cares really when it gets there? You know, if you're writing to someone, it takes 2-3 days. So yeah, look up FedEx Super Saver. Really good one. And you get to use the regular envelopes for that. So yeah, I forget what they call it, but yeah. They used to call it Super Saver. I used to send those. I mean, I just send, yeah, this is FedEx Express Saver. That's what they call nowadays. So,
what type of things would you send?
Oh, I would just put an envelope in with a picture, and sometimes I just put a post-it note on the, I think I went in deep to all this and get more corporate gigs somewhere, but I would just have like an 8x10 with a, or a funny news article posted on it, just saying, can we talk about your event? I have 3 ideas I'd love to share with you. And boy, for someone to open that in a FedEx envelope and pull it out, they're like, who is this person? They'll basically do whatever you tell them. You know, go to this website, drop me a line, text me. I mean, this wasn't an option when I was doing it, but Joy, drop me a text. Let me know when a good time to talk about these ideas is. You don't even need the ideas. Get the ideas when they write you back or when they text you and say, let's talk. You guys have all those ideas.
Would you use that as a first contact?
With someone like this, I would do it in a second, and especially Megan, if you know you wanted to write to Matt, it'd be easy enough to find his world. Yeah. So drop him you know, who knows how active he's got 500 plus people on LinkedIn. So he's probably pretty active here. you know, look here who you're connected to if you happen to know anybody. Like, I know Michael, I would write to him and ask him for an intro if I really wanted to.
So can you give a couple other examples when that might trigger you to use this approach?
Sure. If it's a past client you want to work for again, wonderful way to just find something on the web that they've done recently or that they have coming up, and grab it, print out the piece of paper, do something fun with it, you know, either mark it up, color it with a pen, put a post-it on it, do some kind of cool simulation of, you know, Tui's world, like, you know, up on that trick and balancing the logo on a, just something out of the box and send it to them via a FedEx envelope. Such a really powerful tool that no one's using right now. And boy, I don't care who you are. I bet you Trump would even open a FedEx. You know, maybe not. We shouldn't give him too much credit. But really, I bet you, you know, anyone in these high positions that you think, how are they going to open my thing?
It's like a Tiffany's. It's like a little Tiffany's box for the business.
It totally is.
Right?
It's great.
Barry, I can't figure out how to put my article on LinkedIn. I can't find...
Yeah, it was right here on the right when you go to your home, it should say, well, if you get to your house, it should say, like, I have a thing right here to I just go to my home, and then it said article or post, right? Write an article. Do you have this?
Oh, click on home. Okay.
Yeah, those articles that you posted, Bree, man, those things are ripe for
Yeah, so I just published the one on my blog, and now I want to put it on LinkedIn.
Sweet. Good.
And then connect to all the blog moms on LinkedIn, maybe.
And then let me pop back in it, and we'll hit into that next. I don't. Blog moms and yeah, mom bloggers, mommy bloggers.
Yeah, I found all of them on Instagram and followed them and commented on them.
They're following me back.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a big world out there. There's some with millions of followers. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That my strong point is internet presence. So I'm putting my 80-20 into these articles right now.
Yep, exactly. Let me find that guy again. What was his first name again? Meg? Go ahead.
Matt.
Matt, yeah, let me just see.
Norquist.
Yeah, let me just, this kind of guy, and you know, it would be, oh my gosh, this is so powerful. And this will really supercharge your world is to write an article or two about her way and empowerment, publish them on your LinkedIn. And then when you, and you can just send them an email or the FedEx thing, but just two articles that I just recently wrote about this topic. And I'd love to talk to you for even 5 minutes about this stuff and send it to them. But boy, get these, you know, publish an article or two, just like Bree's talking about. It'd be amazing to put those out. They don't need to be long. You know, what was Ted saying on this thing? 400 word or something?
Yeah, I always include a blog in my newsletter that goes out every month.
Good. I don't get those.
This one will be about the new show dedicated to the ones I love, and how the show is not only, you know, the songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but dedicated to the ones I love who helped me so many years in my career.
Great.
Yeah, and this is the blog that was last month. I was in Santa Monica, and I was on my way to LAX, and I stopped for a very expensive cup of coffee.
I've been to that place in Santa Monica. I like that.
Yeah, and there was Brian Grazer sitting at a table. You guys, of all the Hollywood heroes could have, you know, seen, he is one of them. And I just didn't have the courage to...
Good for you.
To tell him, you know, thank you so much. But I did write him a fan letter that his wife, who handles all his stuff, delivered to him. You know, and I sent him amazing things, and I just said, you know, thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened.
And he's written a great book. Curiosity. A Curious Mind, you know, because he produced the film A Beautiful Mind, A Curious Mind, The Secret to a Bigger Life. Wow. It's great.
Well, maybe, you know, I'll challenge you one thing, and, you know, this we can all do this, but this title's great, you know, this dedicated to the ones I love, great women singers of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Mm-hmm. And for someone like talking to Matt here, if this show had a subtitle that actually speaks to him and their influence on today's culture and the lessons learned, yeah, or the lessons learned from the great women singers of the 50s.
Yes, right.
And that, yeah, may be what you write about in this article, really. That may just be the wonderful piece in this article is, you know, what are the big lessons that we take?
Yeah. Yeah. Great. I will work on that.
Yeah. You have all this stuff inside of you.
Thank you.
Barry, can you talk a little bit about buying a list?
Yeah, there's a couple people who do that. They do it not in the corporate market. Like, I know of a guy who did it in the preschool market and just kicked ass. He did a whole summer program. I think he booked over 100 shows.
Whoa.
By buying a list and then doing a funnel right to those people. That kept going on. I don't know enough about doing that. I do know if you do it, though, and you can really systematize it and get the emails and get them into a funnel, it might be worthwhile, but it might be one of those things where you're, you know, looking for the one big payoff.
You know, who is the person that you...
John Fitzsimmons. He did it in preschool world. He's a Showbiz Blueprint alumni. You know, I'm going to have Betsy bring you guys into that group this week so we can kind of slow crossfade. I'm going to just put a note for myself. We've always done it at the end, but there's just too much good stuff right now. Let me put a note for myself here.
I have a question back to LinkedIn and blog articles.
Okay, yeah. One second. Let me just come back to so he did it for that list. I don't know so much about the corporate stuff. I worry about those things getting becoming spammed. You know, it's sad as it is. Like, I'll get something once in a while, and I don't mind a business-to-business email, but if it's sent to my private email and I'm not even on the to line, it's like, to me, that's spam. And unfortunately, I think that's what might be happening, you know, if you were to use a list. If you cultivated that list by hand and sent emails out, this is the big difference. You know, sent emails out or did a conversational call to begin the conversation and then followed up. You know, it's a radically different world. So,
okay.
I don't know like anything about this, but I was talking to Dave Davlin last month, who, one of your alumni, I don't know if it was awesome, getting corporate gigs or both, but, yeah. And he actually was this last year did that. Benji, is that the guy who does the corporate?
Oh, Benji Bruce. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that and said it was that it was working for him. At least he said I'd booked like $1,700 grand worth of corporate this month.
Yep. Yeah. I talked to him after that. Email went out. And that's not, you know, that's different than buying a list in a way. That's looking stuff up and getting, but those, again, those are individually addressed emails. You know, don't do 100 BCCs to people.
Yeah. I mean, what he was talking about was a mass, like 500 of them. And apparently you just ask who books things. And then if they reply, then you go from there.
Oh,
right. And I know Benji's system well enough to know he's not doing BCC. If the person looks at that email, it does say to Tui Wilson.
Okay.
So yeah, but you can set that up to do that through a CRM, or you can do 10 a day just for numbers game, but it's not radically different than just digging in and,
okay.
Is there one CRM you would suggest over the others?
You know, I'm a big fan of Mago. I'm invested in it, but you know, so my opinion may be a little bit tainted. But as far as working with entertainers, I know Benji uses one called Base. Is it?
That sounds like what David said. I can't remember for sure, but I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what Benji uses. You know, something that you can send out individual emails, trigger them, follow up on their actions, see when they open things.
Wow. Awesome. Oh, you couldn't mix match.
Yeah, mix match works great.
Okay.
Very, very powerful way to do it.
Okay. Cool.
Let me just look if that's the one Benji uses.
Yeah, I can't hear you, Barry.
Yep. Oh, sorry about that. I think my thing goes to sleep if I talk too soft. Sorry about that. Yeah, Base CRM, BASE CRM. That's the one. Benji uses, and I know he's a. Yep. See if there's a link on that. Yeah, GetBase, GetBase.com. Well, again, not made for speakers, but an all-in-one platform for CRM for selling. So, yeah, that one may be just as good.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. All right, Bree, you had a thing. I have you tagged here.
Oh, my article is specifically how to entertain a large group of kids at a birthday party. Should I change birthday party to something different for the LinkedIn crowd, or should I just stick to my birthday party expert status?
Yeah, I mean, why not commit to the brand, right? I mean, as who was saying it earlier, oh, there's a different call is on today. You know, they're people, whether they're working somewhere or not, you know, they probably have kids who'd be interesting, and especially if everything's branded that way and that's what you're selling. I think it's a remarkable way to position yourself on LinkedIn.
Okay, because I do have other interests to go to company parties and holiday parties, not just birthday parties, but... I got to pick something to go with right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. And you know, this article that goes out, this is about birthday parties, but really why wouldn't a future article be about what to do with a family at corporate events?
Okay. And I could tweak it in a couple months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Similar content, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I could think of whole new points at those types of events. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, birthday party. Sorry, I take a lot of notes because, man, I like to look this stuff over afterwards. Yeah, good. Hey, what did, yeah, anyone else have anything to go on that they want to jump into live?
I had a quick question on... in reference to the business card funnel. So if you're at something where you were booked at, like in my case, when someone might give me a business card when I'm at a county fair that an agent booked me into. And so if you're at something that someone else booked you into, agent, producer, whatever, and then someone gives you a card, how would you kind of tweak?
So I've had that situation happen, and it's just a win-win for everybody. Do the business card funnel exactly the same. And if it comes to booking, that moment when you get to write or call the producer back and say, hey, somebody saw me at this event, and I stayed in touch with them, and I know it was your party. Can you call and close the deal?
Okay, that was maybe suspected. Now, if they're actually saying, wow, I really want you for a thing, then, you know, hand it over to the agent.
Sure, that you can do, but
immediately, or
you know, I still build the value in advance. I think I can do it better than any producer, and we have that relationship already. Get it? You have enough tools to get it to the point where they're ready to book, and at that point, just surprise the producer with that call. It's I think I shared one a couple of weeks ago about a guy who's just saying straight up.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, use that funnel. Just we can do such a better job. I you know, and it bums me out a little bit about agents, you know, but agents and producers, their first goal is to get the gig for themselves.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Barry, I sent you an email a couple days ago about two jugglers websites. One is the Passing Zone and one is Jeff Civilico does
a
show.
Yeah, and let's talk about the exemplary examples. I see that email here.
Yeah, I was just curious because how they have it set up is they have like multiple things that are different on their landing pages, and I didn't know if that was taking away from what they could.
Yeah, you know, both these. I'll put these both up. You know, and I'll. This is great. I hadn't seen what John and Owen are doing in a while. Yeah, these are both good ones. So, you know, this really falls into the category of they're talking to the same kind of people. I think Jeff, didn't he split people up into fans and corporate people here?
Could you share the screen?
Oh, sorry about that. Uh-oh. Somebody's got a video playing in the background, which I just cannot stand.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. Is that John and Owen? He's doing that.
Yeah, that's Jeff.
He's doing it.
It's Jeff Civilica.
Oh, it's Jeff. Okay. Yeah, note to Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, so his defaults to somewhere right after you load it if you don't do something.
Yeah. So he has like television and corporate and philanthropy on his page. Is that like too many mixed signals?
You know, yeah, this is what starts playing. Sorry about that. It's interesting. Jeff is really working on becoming a brand. I'm buddies with him. We talk outside of this stuff, and we talk about, he's really looking at becoming a big brand. You know, there's no doubt about it. He wants to, I think a dream for him one day is to be pulled so he can't afford to juggle anymore. Or, you know, he can throw in one trick at some point. You know, he's a smart guy who understands his mortality. And in the meantime, he's got a good thing going in Las Vegas. You know, he's really the first juggler to hold together a show of his own. So it's, I mean, Dan and I did it in Atlantic City, but good Lord, you can't compare those two. So I'm really glad of what he's doing here.
What is
he doing? Oh, so he's got this little add-on menu at the bottom of every one of these. That's really interesting. No matter what category you go to, he's got the, Yeah, and this is a big piece of his work, this philanthropy stuff. And, you know, that's part of playing bigger is, you know,
right,
really offering, here's what I'm doing. He's got this nonprofit set up there. He does shows, I think, monthly and gives the money back away. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with this. As far as John and Owen stuff.
If somebody was just coming for corporate, though, wouldn't that be, and it says, like, television and philanthropy, isn't that kind of, like, mixed?
Not really, because if you look at all these pieces, everything, like, I know this one's talking about his work he does with philanthropy, which corporate does. They do a lot of philanthropy. Mm. You know, he's got a lot of social proof going on in Las Vegas. So this all ties. He's smart. You know, all this stuff ties into the bigger money gigs he wants to be doing.
Yeah, interesting.
Very, very different than saying corporate and fairs and festivals.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, everything supports what he's doing here. I mean, even a buy tickets link, which I think you can get these tickets free. You know, I saw them free when I was there, but maybe it's changed. But you know, everything is, what is this? Oh, I guess he's not doing it right now. But everything is pointing at the fact that I'm a guy for your corporate event. I do the philanthropy thing. I got corporate. I'm on TV talking about what I'm doing on a bigger level. I got my own show here in Vegas. So, sorry, let me turn this off.
So they kind of fall under the same umbrella. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, it all backs up the people he's trying to sell to. And it's, in a way, he's selling all of this to people who are wearing similar clothing, you know, which is a good benchmark I really like to use. Are people dressed about the same?
Okay.
I mean, their website in a while, but I'm sure they're, these guys are playing so big in the speaking world nowadays.
Yeah. But on the top,
that's so great. What an absolute nightmare. I'm not sure. Oh, I see. That was Simon. I was thinking if that was a corporate client, that would have been a nightmare. That was a testimonial.
So even the stuff from AGT, is that not, does that all lay into the bigger picture as well?
Well, you know, AGT's earned a place in our culture as a, like a new Tonight Show, a new, you know, and this is totally for corporate stuff. I mean, this is great.
Nice. What about under the tab, they have what they do, and then they have like corporate speaking, and then they have a like theatrical,
Yeah, this is a breaking point, right? This is performing arts centers and corporate.
But would you not want to have the performing arts centers on there if that was?
You know, I think they're doing good ones. You know, this, and once again, this is people who get dressed up to go out to events. You know, it's oh my God,
that is so like different than their corporate.
Yep. Feed,
I guess.
Yeah.
Again, maybe 10% of it.
Maybe 10%. You know, yeah. I've seen them in both situations. It's not very different at all, actually.
I mean, other than that passing zone saves the world bit. which includes some video and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, but their theater stuff is, you know, there's these colleges that will have their theater season that's so well respected that people are going to show up no matter who's there, even if they're bringing in jugglers, because they trust. And so they're the theater they're doing is, I guess, high-end theater.
Yeah, they have a subscription series, and they're part of a subscription series. And, you know, it's nice places. It's the places that, you know, the ballets are playing, the Russian ballets are playing the night before. It's a great thing to do.
And it's what they prefer doing it because people are there to see them.
Yep.
So it ties into the clientele, like the higher-end clientele?
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like you can't be doing corporate and you can't be doing festivals on the same page. You can't be doing corporate and a birthday party.
But you said corporate and colleges, you said, are two different, right? How is that much different than corporate and performing arts centers?
Performing arts centers are actually very well respected. They really are. And a college show isn't. It's not known in that way.
College show is for the students at the college.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we often know where you could be performing if you do a college. I mean, done some things at colleges. You just go, you got to be kidding me. This is what we have to do now?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a tour on here or what they're doing, but the ability to be able to look at these things and see some performing arts centers that are really nice. Yeah, I know they've done some great ones. So, yeah.
Okay.
You know, Colin, it all ties into how congruent can you be with the audience? You know, what can you put up there? Jeff Stabilico, every single thing is supporting where he wants to be.
Okay.
Now and in the future. So.
Yeah. I think I was just having a hard time. It just felt very dichotomous to me. So it's good to sort of see that they all tie together.
Yeah, they support. And I think it's probably a gut feeling you'll get too when you think, oh, this isn't quite right. Something's, yeah.
Okay, cool.
A little weird. Thank you. One.
Looking at that.
Yeah. Dorothy's Dozen Divas recently, which I love, and I gave her a cool assignment to dig into, so more of that. I was just seeing if there was anyone else on here who we... Alan, are you there? You want to talk about something you're doing? This would be a great chance to get it out of your brain and into the real world. I beat up Alan the other day on the phone, you guys. It was great. Kicked his ass a bit.
You're muted.
Yeah, unmute yourself. Alan. Let me unmute. Yeah, unmute yourself.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah,
talk about what happened the other day.
So I was.
Did you have birthday yesterday?
Yes.
You did.
Happy birthday.
All right. Yeah.
Dang, somebody was tuned in. I wasn't. Thank you.
So my show, it's always been a little confusing to people, I think, in a way, because I do comedy magic. I've got like some sexual humor. And then I've got like this spirituality and like teaching like healing hugs and like healing the world and golden energy and crown chakras and, you know, tell me what color my aura is and stuff like that. So we got the call, you know, we had a call and trying to make it congruent and put it into like really own the spirituality and make that the brand, and then go after the psychic fairs and things maybe for yoga events where, and then I also wrote a book on healing and another one on minutes to be magical. So so really have that. And I feel like, especially since it was my birthday yesterday, as I get older, I think it's something I could do for a longer, you know, when I get older, and it can lead to speaking gigs. So Barry was saying my outfit is not congruous with that. It's more, you know, magic suit, yep, that kind of thing. I did put together, I was having a hard, I've been like working on for hours, looking online, trying to find some, you know, clothes. I did put together a little something. I have a JPEG of it. I don't know if I can show it to you or if I just have to pull the camera around.
No, you can.
Yeah, put it in the chat box.
You can hit share screen or put it in the chat box either way.
Oh, Okay.
And while you're looking that up, I want to share something that happened. I was on a call with Alan, and I saw the guy just freaking light up when we talked about what his world would be like if he were just totally committed to that character. There was none of this incongruency of I should be this magician. I mean, the dude's been kicked out of the magic castle for, you know, for having people hug each other and having somebody complain. You know, it's like, no, that's your character. You are this guy. And the sooner we can get out of competing with everybody else, being second-rate versions of ourselves, and be the first-rate version of ourselves, that's the moment we get to be the only ones. I shared this screen with him. I performed at this thing 2 times with my partner. This is like 500 or no, maybe 300 people who fly in from all over the world to do this 3 or 4 day, 5 day yoga retreat. 7, 8, 9, I tell him, yeah, 5 days. And this thing is so remarkable. And this guy runs this thing where people are chanting and doing yoga 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day. And then they have silent time. And Friday night, he turns it into a comedy club. And Dan and I have gone in there and kicked ass on this thing twice. But I told Alan, there are so many of these things happening in the world right now that they don't even know. And you need to be the guy who's committed to that character. I mean, literally, like there is nothing else in your world. You're the guy who's the hug guy, the spiritual guy, the boneless, free-range, chicken, you know, non-GMO. It's like, I want to see that character come out of you, Alan. And I tell you, I will do this to anyone in this group who I see that I just have this feeling in my gut that's lagging. I'm just going to send an email and say, let's get on the phone because I don't want to watch you not get what you're here for. So, and I saw you light up, man. I saw your face, everything about you changed when you were talking about that guy. So
yeah,
that remains the assignment.
Yeah. And I love, you know, when I'm doing shows and, is there feedback from me?
Yeah, there is. I was just trying to find who it's coming from.
Oh, you know what? I bet it's my cell phone. Let me turn that off.
Oh, yeah. You're in. Fred, I didn't think of actually muting you.
Okay. Is that better? No?
Still in there for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know what that's coming. Not
that many of us left. Let me do this. Let me mute people and then unmute you. I'll just mute everyone. And if I unmute you, there you go.
Okay. Now I'm all blurry. When I mention those things like, hey, you know, take a look, tell me what color my aura is, even though, you know, I'm kind of making a joke or making fun, when you could tell like the people who light up, like, that's my world. And I love talking to people who resonate with that.
Yeah.
And I know like that show you're talking about that you did, I think you, like you said, that's one of the best audiences you've ever had, right? Because they're just so open, right? After all that shedding of crud for those days.
Yep.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so let me try the share screen. Wait, what?
If you hover over the bottom there, it should say share.
Oh, there we go. It's weird proportion, but I just kind of put these pieces together.
Oh, my God. This is what I challenged you to play with.
Right.
I said, just go as freaking nuts as you can. And, man, you did it. So you hit my goal where I said, get out of your own way. Stop thinking like Alan Rich and just be. So, look, man, I'm telling you. Oh, and two, you know, let me on YouTube. You know Magical Michael Kaufman. He was like a guy who I pointed out to. Alan is a guy who, back in the 70s, committed to a character that's just, you know, I'm the granola free-range guy.
Yeah. Yeah. What I like about it, too, is I can roll up my sleeves and just, and yeah. It's funny, too, because I did a kid's show, and this one, I made a joke about my outfit. I was wearing a suit. I said, oh, I know, I don't look like a magician. I look like a professional athlete. And some kid says, you look like a businessman. And he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alan, there was a comic here in the Midwest. His comedy name was Swami Beyondananda. Really funny.
Yeah, we talked about him.
Oh my gosh, Megan, it's so funny that you say that. This was like my example on the call with Alan.
Is that right?
Totally.
I said, look at a guy who's, he can't be booked enough. He's out of control.
Right. and it's just committed, like Colbert in the Colbert Report.
Totally.
Committed to that character, did not break character, probably crazy after 8-9 years, but.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, socking away the money the whole time. And it's, you know, and another one I brought up to that, let me share the screen for a second. This is another one I brought up to Alan. This is another great example for us. Don McMillan, comedian I've worked with at least a dozen corporate events over the years. He is completely, he's like the cubicle comedian. I don't know why his page is so funky. Oh my gosh, I think I just got hacked or something. That's not a good sign. Yeah, that's a terrible thing to have happened. Anyway, he's like this cubicle comedian. He's, you know, he's, every single thing about him is working in the cubicle, you know, relating to the people. And there's no incongruencies. You know, he's got the exact shirt on. He walks in, stage in. That's the level that I swear I will not crawl out of your hind end with this project until you're doing that, man. And I'm so happy. I can't tell you what it means to me to see that picture because, you know, that was some weird shit I was saying to you on that call. I get it. You know, you were like, oh, man, you're. But, you know, I'm going to offer you that the riches and the excitement, the engagement that you want is on the other side of stop trying to be somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And consider the fact that you got asked to not be at the castle anymore is like the greatest indicator that you could have been. You're not that guy now.
Yeah.
It's like Penn and Teller, who were, they were just in London and they took pictures. What is it called? The magic circle or something? Or the magic something?
Oh, yeah, magic, yeah.
They're not allowed to be members. But they were in there for the day. They're taking pictures in there. They even showed a display where their bullet catch is on display, but they're not allowed to be members. And Penn is like, this is the greatest thing in the world to be in there and not be allowed to, you know, it's.
Yeah.
That's really what I just love about this opportunity for you. So.
Totally.
I mean, look at Bree's commitment, you know, that the pictures on the website, it's like, it's unapologetically, that's what she's doing.
Yeah. And there's something really great when you see somebody like Colbert, or, you know, and you, it's like, you know who they are.
Yep.
And you either resonate or you don't, but then you know if you're a fan or not.
Totally. So yeah, I want to keep challenging you, man. I want that. Yeah. I want that to be your reality.
Yeah. I was really lit up by our call too, because I also realized afterwards, there's a part of me that like didn't want to commit. You know, but then by staying in the middle, I don't get anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that was good. I think really one of the big reasons I came into this group too is to like really get that focus and get that branding. So then I know who to market to. And because also, you know, talk about corporate gigs and all that, but I never felt like the corporations is, it's not really my world and it's not the people I relate to. And
right,
you know, I look, you know, I always feel kind of bad for people who have to have a real job unless that's what they really love.
Yeah, there's people who love them too. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
So yeah, look at this guy right here though. This is your audience member guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this guy would be amazing for your thing.
And, yeah.
And I don't know when this one is, but I told you I would completely hook you up with this one if you wanted.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a couple of weeks. And, you know, it may be a possibility to do it. But I tell you, I would want to just see you so committed to that character to where, because this guy's a dear friend, you know. And
yeah.
But he also said, you know, it's the greatest thing in the world. And I'd love a guy who breaks up a 5-day intense resort retreat like this with that. And see, he loves me because the very first joke I told Alan this, they had this Om symbol above their right above their pulpit where we did our show. And I said, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be here with you guys on your 30th anniversary. And I pointed to that. And I tell you, from that point on, I could do no wrong in that show.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, they love inside jokes and you know all the jokes. I mean, you know the all the things to do with those people. So be that person to them. So, man, good for you for, you know, coming out. Yeah. Talking about it here in front of, you know, 5, 6, 7 other people and other people who listen to it, just getting that out of your head instills it. But I mean, if you want Alan to be himself and to totally commit to a character, just raise your hand for a second. You know, if you like, just say, yeah, I'll give you both, man. You know what? Just
thank you.
No backing out, man. No backing out.
No,
there is no backing out. So
it feels, I've been telling my friends about it. They're all excited about it too. Yeah. It feels it feels right. And I realized, I was thinking about the castle too, because it was like, they gave me a chance, like, hey, you know what, just stop doing the hugs. And it was like, I wanted to keep them over the castle.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. Yeah. No more hugging. This is LA. We don't touch.
Right. Yeah. We might get sued.
Yeah. Wow. There is that. So.
Yeah. But you never, I'd never hear that at a yoga retreat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
No. That's not, you're not going to hear that there. So, little guys. All right. Yeah. We're coming up on a lot of time here. Did anyone else have anything that they definitely want to talk about? I just wanted to pitch out few more things. You know, I talked in module 8 about pricing, which is huge, really becoming clear. Some of the homework I think already has talked about how you got your pricing. There's a whole bunch of exercises there. I would be willing to read anybody's price about how they come up with it, you know, the beliefs about it. There's a lot there. Working with producers, I think I covered a pretty good piece there with the 5 ways in. And then next week in week 9, I have 3 more that I came up with good ways into producers world. So there's 8 total, and that comes out in module 9. And then the interviews coming up this week. I want you guys to drink those up. And then, yeah, you know, there was just kind of a piece, and I heard Alan just do a little bit of it that even kind of sounds like it is, you know, where is Showbiz Blueprint for you right now? You know, where is there a completion installation you need to do about what you wanted from it, what you're getting from it? And, you know, it's really important to be clear on that, because this is, you know, as long as you want to stay in this community and be a part of this life, get my feedback, get the feedback of a couple hundred other alumni. Just be clear with the entire program, the relationship and the belief about it, the two things that completions are really good at. Make sure you're in a good place. So, and on that note, you know, I'll say that's what I wanted to say today, and I'm happy to stay on longer and somebody's piece. Let me just show you. I think, Dorothy, did we show your landing page with the deepest thing a week or two ago?
I don't know. I think.
I want you guys to see another commitment. I brought this up while Alan was talking about commitment. This is something cool that Dorothy and I kind of played with together, working on, it's not shared yet, working on the idea of this show she wants to do with 12 characters in, and we kind of played with a headline that really rang true. You know, what if you can book a dozen iconic divas with one phone call, one rider, and one airfare?
That is brilliant.
Love the idea of that. So, Dorothy, will you tell the story real quick about a story you had? Because I guarantee you everyone on this call and everyone listening to the repeat has a story in their head about a past situation. Will you share it briefly?
Oh, about my reconnecting with my old agent?
Yeah.
I wrote it on the Facebook page, but at I was on ships for 10 years with my own show, different show than this one. And when I started the Dozen Divas show, which is comedy based, I got booked on a cruise line by my same agent but this new show. And the cruise director hated it, and I was booked out for a whole year with this one company, and I lost, like, I can't even tell you how many thousands of dollars worth of gigs, and that was just it. I was just, you know, no real explanation. He just hated it. And, so my agent merged with a bigger agent. I just never heard from her again, and I didn't reach out, and, you know, she was apologetic about it, but it was just one of those of you that have done shows know how it works. And Barry encouraged me to just call her, because she merged with this bigger company and now they're doing corporate. And I was terrified, and I called her at lunch, and she picked up the phone and took my call. And she had been watching, I've been doing these makeup videos on Facebook Live with different people from New York about makeup for women. And she had been watching them and following them. And so we talked about makeup for like 45 minutes. And then she said, I feel really, really bad about what happened. I was embarrassed. I had no power. My boss has looked at your things and has always been interested in you. And could you redo your video and send it? And we're interested. And we decided that the main problem with my act was that I had done it. I tried to do it with the band, and it's really a tracked show. And I just said, I just don't want to take that chance again with the band. And she said, great, no problem. Track shows are becoming more and more normal on ships. And it was awesome.
My takeaway from that was huge, was that there was this whole story. And that story kept you safe from having to make that call, that painful call. And
I was so embarrassed that I got fired, you know, because I don't get fired very. I mean, on ships, you get like, you might get a bad review or something, but I literally got fired and lost a year of work.
Intense.
And I was so ashamed, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was just really proud of you for picking up the phone because, I pushed you and I said, yeah, you're going to just do this. And when you did it and you reported back that we talked for almost an hour, I was just cracking up.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So this is a powerful idea. And the next piece of this is, into other events, theater, and I'll be on you for that. We'll deal with that.
And I will say, Barry, the landing page, I've been, I just got, I don't know if you guys know about the condo circuit in Florida. I sent that to presenters in Florida and immediately got booked for the showcase. And I told, they try to really make you go for low fee. And I said, I won't get on a plane for less than $2,500. And that's even low for me. I said, really, I need to do block shows. And they were like, okay, no problem. Yeah. If you've played the condos, they'll try to have you go out for like $500 if they can.
Yep. So. Yeah, and it's actually an ideal market for this while you develop your next piece. And I'll help you along with that. So,
but yeah. The landing page really works. I mean, it's so simple. It's everything on one page. I just send the link. They open it up, and it's selling the show to right now. I'm just sending to theater, but
yeah, perfect, good, and we'll sell it to the next place when that's ready. You know the things you're doing to get it ready, and I love that. All right, guys. Well, good. Well, good, everyone. I'm talked out, but I appreciate the small. I know exactly. Megan's like, what? It does happen. I do a group on Tuesdays from 7 to 8:30, and then I go walk my dog, and then I do this one. And so Tuesdays I shut up, but it's all done. But yeah, I really appreciate people showing up. It's great to see you guys, and best to the other folks. Hey,
finishing up. Good to see you all.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, that's really good.
Thanks,
everybody. Come here. Say hi. This is Mrs. Annie.
Oh,
this is—
oh, hi.
Hi. Some of Showbiz Blueprint. We're doing
hi.
Our
hi, everybody.
Hi.
You remember in 2011 when I had this idea about something called Showbiz Blueprint. So
cool.
All right. Well, good, you guys. Good to connect with you all, and we'll do it
bye,
again.
Barry. Thanks. Bye, everybody. Have a great one.
Bye, you guys.
Same.
Bye.
Same.